Thank you for joining us for this evening's October Arts Around Town. I'm your host, Linda Reagan, here in the KKRN studio with our tech genie, Lily Dubois, and producer, Reagan Reagan. Now for the announcements. Rocky Horror Picture Show is continuing at Axiom Repertory Theater until October 31st. You can dress in any costume you choose or come as you are. I guarantee you will see some interesting costumes and makeup, on stage and off. Riverfront Playhouse opened with its premiere play, Clue, last month. It's a Wonderful Life, the radio play, will run at Riverfront December 3rd through 18th. Axiom Repertory Theater also has a play in November, The Lion in Winter, November 12th through November 28th. You can get tickets online or you can call the box office. Remember, if you have a performance you would like us to share information about on the air, please notify us 30 days in advance. You can contact me at lindareagan150@gmail.com. So my guest today is the actor-director Jennifer Levins, and I think she's been here in Reading since theater began here. Anyway, I'm just delighted to have her. We've worked together a lot in the past and hopefully in the future. And so, Jennifer Levins. But you didn't start out in theater, right? You started out singing.
Actually, I started out playing.
Oh, what did you play?
Viola. I still do.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Actually, I started out playing piano, but I don't do that anymore. I look at the keys, and they look back at me and say, "We're not going down when you press me."
So. But you did sing, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I was with Sweet Adelines for 19 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And weren't you in the first play at Riverfront?
Yes, I was. Seesaw.
Two for the Seesaw.
Second female. No, it was just called Seesaw. It's the musical version of Two for the Seesaw.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought it was the old one, the two.
No.
Oh.
No.
And were there just two people in the cast?
Oh, no. There was a cast of teens.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in fact, Marla O'Brien, who was Marla Frost then, was in that play too. And she's back with Riverfront.
Yes. I interviewed her last month.
Mm-hmm. That's our volunteer
great
person.
Fun. And you said you need volunteers at Riverfront.
Yes, we sure could use volunteers in every aspect.
Okay. And how do people contact?
You go online to riverfrontplayhouse.net and go into the little section that says volunteers, and it says, "Would you like to become a volunteer?"
Oh. Do come down.
Do come down and talk to us.
And the new theater is so beautiful. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
It's just, well, the bathrooms made me cry.
The bathrooms make me cry, too, because the chairs in the ladies' room are high enough and I don't have to worry about getting up.
Oh, I didn't even go in there. I just looked at it
and
I just couldn't believe how gorgeous it is.
Yeah. And the men's are almost as nice, except they have a metal bench instead of those nice occasional chairs that they have in the ladies' room.
Oh, I didn't even see any chairs. I just looked at the sinks and the tile. Yeah.
The sinks are to die for.
They are. It's beautiful. You really should come and see the theater and volunteer and come to the play.
Oh, yes. Come to all the plays. We've got a lineup for next year that I think is wonderful.
Oh, and can you talk about that?
I don't know. I haven't licensed them yet, but we're going to be doing two musicals and two comedies and two dramedies, I guess you would call them.
Yeah. But you can't tell us what you're doing yet.
Well,
can you give us any hints?
Well, let's put it this way. One of them involves not making house payments, but making payments on an apartment on a monthly basis. It's a musical. Rent.
Oh, okay, Rent.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully we're doing Annie for the Christmas show.
Next year. Not this year.
This year it's
a radio play.
It's a wonderful life. A live radio play, which is funny in itself.
I think it's going to be fun.
It is. Are you auditioning?
I am.
I wish I could.
I wish you could, too.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Oh, yeah. We open on the 15th, and then we're off to the races for another 2 weeks.
Yeah. So are you directing something next year?
I'm hoping to direct Ken Ludwig's Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Ludwig. Oh, God.
Ken Ludwig.
Anyway. We do have our favorites.
Yes, we do.
And how are you liking to work in the new theater?
It's interesting. I didn't get the stage. I've got stage hardly at all while Clue is rehearsing, and now that they're open, I can work on the stage. But this season, this tail end of the 2021 season, is really crammed. We have three-week shows, 2 weeks between them. We're also doing Playwrights Night Out in November.
Oh, that's what's happening in November. That's what I wanted to ask you, is what's going on in November, because I didn't see anything.
Playwrights Night Out, which is at the most 2 hours of locally written 20-minute spots and or plays or skits. We're accepting submissions right now. I think if you go on to the website, you'll see the address.
There?
Yeah, it's my email address. My phone number's there. Oh God! No, it's the theatermaven3@gmail.com, and that's theater with an R E, not an E R. And that's the only thing that'll go in there are submissions.
Okay,
and
great.
Acceptances. So
if you've got a play that you would like to see produced, mm-hmm. it does have to be short.
Very short, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Or less.
Do contact Jennifer Levins, mm-hmm. because it's really fun. It's fun to participate.
And it's Reader's Theater. It's not like any memorization has to take place, but it's a great place if you're a writer to see what you've written on the stage to see if it works. Sorry.
Yeah. Just to find out.
If it doesn't work, then you go back and you rewrite. Oh, gosh, do I know about that. And then if you're an actor or you've always wanted to act, it's a great place. We have what I call a mass audition. No, we don't shoot anybody. But a mass audition, we have pre-written monologues for both men and women, but you can choose whatever you want. You get up there, you give your 30-second to 45-second monologue. The directors, who may be first-time directors, decide who they want in their play, and we're off to the races. You get about 3 rehearsals just to read through and bring it down to time. We have a dress rehearsal the Thursday before we open, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we're done. So it's not really tough.
But it is fun.
It really is fun. And you get to see if you like to do theater.
Yeah.
So.
Good. Well, I'm glad to know there's something going on in November.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Yes. And what are the dates for the Christmas play?
We open, I think, the 3rd of December and close the 18th or 19th. I'm not sure.
Okay. So we're not running into New Year's.
Oh, no. We're not even, we're hardly even running into Christmas.
I see.
I mean, it's a 3-week run.
Didn't you used to do that? Didn't it used to run into, no?
No, but what it used to do was come
right up to the edge. Christmas, yeah.
And sometimes what it would involve was Thanksgiving, and we've avoided that this year.
Yeah, very good.
So, not next year, but this year.
Okay. So what are some of the past productions you've been involved with?
Oh, please. Oh, let me see. Leading Ladies.
I know there's been so much.
Dixie Swim Club. Linda, you were the best drunk I ever saw.
So much fun.
Oh, you were so good. What a cast.
Yeah, we really had fun. Oh, my God, we had fun.
What a cast. It was a dream job. I did Pride and Prejudice.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Mama. Or Mrs. Bennett. And what else? Leading Ladies, Lend Me a Tenor.
I'm sorry I missed those.
Not Down for the Count.
I know the one you're thinking of.
You know,
but
it's
I can't
the Sherlock
think of the name
Holmes.
Either. Yes.
The Game is.
Game's Afoot.
Foot.
Yes.
And I was Miss Brooks, in our Miss Brooks, way back in 2000. And I was a nun in Nonsense.
Nonsuch, I heard
in
that
Nonsense.
Was great.
Yeah, it was fun. They were all pretty fun.
Yeah.
My first real directorial experience, though, was The Marriage Go Round.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was interesting. I had no idea what I was doing.
There was, what have I heard about that place? Something weird went on with that.
Oh, really? Tell me, because
I... Did you have a weird cast, or did you have a casting issue?
We had a physical problem that happened one night.
Oh.
That was all that I knew about. I mean, if there's anything else, I'll listen to the dirt.
I don't know.
So, no, that was only a four-person play. Susan Dougherty played the female lead, and Jet Thomas played the male lead, and Missy Patton played the ingenue, the Swedish girl with the body. And, Leon Compton was the other man.
Oh, okay.
So that was the cast. I mean, it was...
Sounds like fun.
It was a nice play. It wasn't the best thing I've ever read, but it was like, hey, this director left and you got 6 weeks to get this ready. Do you want to do it? And I said, well, it's the first time. Yeah, sure, why not?
6 weeks? That's great.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
These days, that's good.
No, I mean, I had 6 weeks to get the play read.
Oh.
Dreamed up.
Cast.
The whole
staged.
Thing. And staged, yeah.
What do you think about staging in that theater? The new one.
It's to be quite honest, I've never directed on a straight stage except for Sweet Adeline stuff. I mean, this is a new experience. So lighting's going to be a little different, and we don't have to account for the apex anymore.
No, but you have to account for the fact that it's a little small.
It's the same size stage as the other one. It's just a straight-on stage instead of being...
Yeah, it looks the same size.
Turned on its...
Yeah.
It is. So, I'm not worried about that part.
I miss the apex.
Hey, it was a star type and a godlight and all that good stuff. It was fun.
We got used to the apex.
Uh-huh.
You face the apex. Face the apex.
Uh-huh.
And don't get into a line.
Right. The Riverfront Playhouse chorus line, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. What else is new?
Did you enjoy Clue?
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh. Well, I think he did a wonderful job of staging on that small stage because it's a pretty good-sized cast.
It's a large cast, yeah.
And I hear they're going to have Kids Unlimited there?
That's the plan is that Kids Unlimited do the matinees. It's called Let It Snow.
Oh.
Do the matinees for the Christmas show, and then the adults do the live radio show for the evening shows and the buyouts.
Oh,
so the kids don't have to worry about staying up late for school. And
perfect.
And the adults can have a good time.
And what are your feelings about this post-COVID theater and its challenges?
I think it's a challenge. We've adopted at Riverfront a mask. You have to have a mask. You make the promise when you buy the tickets that you have been inoculated, you have been vaccinated, that you have, and that you will wear a mask. And if you buy the ticket, that is going to be the assumption that you're being honest about it. It's an honor system thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if people come in without masks, we will ask them to wear them. And if they refuse, I don't know what we'll do. But I'm sure that it will be taken care of.
Yeah. Now, when I was there the other night, they had somebody and they told him he could move to the back of the theater.
All the way up in the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is quite a distance from the stage.
Yeah.
Comparatively speaking, I mean, it's like way further than Row F was in 1620.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
a little different.
Uh-huh.
A little different setup.
Yeah, it's an auditorium setup instead of being that almost theater in the square.
Yeah. Or theater in the, what was it? Diagonal.
In the diagonal, right.
But we had a lot of fun.
Oh, we sure did.
So I'm looking forward to seeing how much fun we can make in the new one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
It's a beautiful theater.
Oh, we are going to bring back Steel Magnolias,
mm-hmm.
which is another worthy thing. And I think Woman in Black.
What's that?
It's a two-person show. It's one man hires an actor and tells him a story about it's got the potential to scare your wits out of you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a very scary one.
And it's a two-person?
Two people.
Sounds like two guys.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. Where are you going to find the guys? I'm teasing, but I'm just saying.
That's what I was saying a couple of weeks ago. Where am I going to find the guys?
I'm just saying. So for those of you who've never been to an audition, if you go to an audition, there are a million women and never enough men. So if you're a guy out there and think you might want to audition for a play.
Please come out.
Please, yes, please come out because...
people like me need you. I have a 9-person cast and only 2 are women.
Yep. Okay.
So
it's very likely you'll get a part, so anticipate.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's just, you know, well if one of the best ways to find out if you want to do it is come to Playwrights Night Out.
There you go.
We had 28 people the last time we did it, way back in 2019. And everybody got at least one part. And we had new directors who have stayed with us, and we also have new actors who have decided that this is something they like to do in their spare time.
So I remembered what I wanted to ask you, which was, how did you become interested in theater?
I was the person in high school who was going to try out and who did try out for The Night of January 16th.
Oh, I know that play.
And I was the very last one in the auditorium, and the teacher said, well, Jennifer, are you going to go up there? And I went up with the pages that she gave me. My hands were shaking. You've got to understand, I was a tender 16 years old and had never done anything like this, and I was really bad at being in front of people. And I got up there, and she said, okay, go ahead. And I looked at my script and said, ah! threw it up in the air and left the theater and came back, and all I ever did in high school was paint bricks on buildings.
Oh.
So when Eve Hall, who was the female lead in Seesaw, came home one night because I was a person living in that house renting a room, and she comes home and she says, they need another person. The person who was going to play Sophie, who's the second lead, left. I said, is it hard? She said, no. And you get to sing. I said, oh, okay, cool. That was that.
Well, how exciting.
Yeah.
So you did have aspirations, but you were a little shy.
I was very shy.
Yeah.
I still am. Can't you tell?
Yeah, I know. You hide it so well.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not me. It's my alter ego.
Yeah. The actor in you.
Right.
We can do it when we have to.
Well, being a teacher, you're acting all the time.
Oh, all
I shouldn't
the time.
Say that. Kids might be listening.
No.
And then they'll know
kids
when
don't
I'm.
Listen.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. It's fun, but I don't, you know, it's been kind of nasty not being able to do
anything.
Yeah.
Last year,
I think you
was
still
lost.
Can't sing. But now we can have orchestra. With the Shasta Symphony, they have it on the stage now, so everybody's a goodly bit apart, which means you're playing a solo every night in whatever you play, which has to be tough. And I haven't been back. I'll go back after this play is up.
And you'll play viola.
Viola, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't want me playing anything else, that's for sure.
So do you practice a lot? Do you have to practice?
Yeah, I do have to practice a lot.
So, that's what I hear.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that if you don't do it, you lose it.
Yeah.
And then
it's like
a terrible grind getting it back.
So, and are you writing anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm writing my second and third novels and have a fourth planned, which means I better get to work, huh?
I don't know.
Well,
where
the first one
you?
Is published, so.
Great. What was it?
It's called The Virgin's Daughter.
Ah.
About Queen Elizabeth I having a baby.
Oh.
And what happens to her. The second one is called The Once and Future Queen. It's what happens
further on.
And the third one is called The Lost King, which takes place in the current time period.
Hmm.
But it's all related.
Sounds intriguing.
Yeah. And then the other one is Inc., I-N-C, period. It's corporations killing off inventors to get their patents cheap so that they can do what they want and control things.
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
And the head of the forensic department of the greater Los Angeles area figures out what happens.
I guess that's not Noguchi anymore.
I don't know that there is anybody. I thought I made the whole thing up.
Well, there was somebody, and he had quite a reputation. He was the chief coroner.
Yeah, well, she's the head of all of the forensics in this area. So if it's a tough case, she gets it. That's after everybody else is mucked around in it.
Okay.
So.
Well, anything else we should know about what's happening at Riverfront?
No, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. Everybody ought to just come and
come. Yes.
I mean, it is the oldest community theater in Reading, in Shasta County, Shasta, Tehama, Siskiyou, Trinity. We won't go too much further than that. And for the most part, productions are good.
Yeah, they are good. They really are.
Since the artistic committee was sort of given free rein and said, look, we're up for it. This is a brand new theater. Put your light bulbs, turn your light bulbs and your brains on. So we've been doing so. And that's one of the reasons I have a Saturday matinee, because I've always thought we should have Saturday matinees.
Oh, this is new.
Yes. Yeah, it's on the website.
Okay.
On the ticket thing.
Great. So do check out the Riverfront website and find out what's going on.
And it's pretty inclusive. It tells you basically what's going on.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for doing this. This has just been really fun.
Oh, yes.
It's always fun when we can sit down and talk. We hardly ever get to sit down and talk. It's hello, goodbye.
And, oh, gee, you know, I really have to have you over for breakfast one of these days.
I thought we decided we'd go out for breakfast.
Yeah, we are. We'll do that.
One of these days.
One of these days.
Okay.
And tempest fugit.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again.
And thank you for having me so much.
Yes. So thank you again to our guest, Jennifer Levins. That was wonderful. Axiom will have Rocky Horror Picture Show through the 31st. And in November, The Lion in Winter opens at Axiom November 12th through the 28th. Should be a wonderful show. And at Riverfront in November is Playwrights Night Out. You'll have to check online and get those dates. And remember, if you have any plays that you would like to submit, contact Jennifer Levins at theatermaven3@gmail.com. In December, It's a Wonderful Life, the radio show, will be the evening performance, and the matinees will be Kids Unlimited doing, I'm not sure, but it's a Christmas play, and that's at the Riverfront. December at Axiom sees White Christmas with December 10th, so it looks like a good rest of the year for theater, and there's a lot more to come next year. So thank you for tuning in. Hope you can make it to the theater.
KKRN Community Radio is a listener-supported all-volunteer station. We rely on donations from our listeners, and especially during this pandemic when we cannot hold our several yearly fundraising events. Please consider a donation at this time to help keep our great programming on the air, deal with the kind of technical difficulties we had last month, and generally make it possible to meet all of our expenses. Go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button, or, if you prefer, send a check to KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96084.
You know, I'll sure be glad when we can go to movies again. This darn COVID mess sure screwed everything up.
Have you gotten your vaccine shots yet?
Nah, I don't need that.
Dude, until everyone gets a vaccine, it won't get back to normal. I already had COVID and lost my sense of taste and smell. I don't know if it'll ever come back.
What?
Yeah, food tastes like styrofoam.
Oh man, that's awful. My wife's a great cook. Maybe I should get vaccinated.
Hey, Loreen, how's it going?
Morning, George. Didn't see your truck out front. Coffee?
Sure, I'll take a cup. You didn't see my truck because it isn't there. Take another look, Loreen. That shiny new Ford parked out front is my new baby.
You are styling now. Here's your coffee. I guess the old one finally gave up the ghost.
Oh, she runs fine, but business is picking up. It was time to upgrade and get something bigger.
You traded in?
No, they didn't want to give me much. Selling a truck is such a hassle.
Why?
You leave a truck in town with a for sale sign, you have to run back and forth every time somebody calls. No fun, and I sure don't want strangers coming up around my place nosing around. On top of that, there's the whole COVID thing. I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place.
I get your point. You know, you could always donate the truck to KKRN. You listen to that station, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's always on while I'm driving. Tell me more about this donation thing.
It's pretty simple. You either go to careasy.org or call them at 800-500-7433 and let them know about the truck, and they will walk you through the process. They even send a tow truck to pick up the vehicle.
That doesn't sound half bad.
And when the vehicle sells, KKRN gets some cash and you get a tax credit, which comes in handy if you itemize on your tax returns. You remember the van. Jim and I donated it last year. Got a tax credit, and the station made over $1,000.
So that's where your van went. I think I'll look into that. What was that contact information again?
Go to careasy.org or call 800-500-7433.
Thank you, Loreen. This is just might solve my problem.
This is Jim Dowling, hoping you'll tune in next Thursday at 8 p.m. to my show, Write Stuff. I'll be interviewing David McDaniel, a local writer from here in Reading. His third book, Faya's Bane, is just being released. David's story takes us on a noble quest in a realm inhabited by warriors, goblins, and dragons. So please, join me next Thursday, October 28th at 8 p.m. to hear my interview with David McDaniel.